This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. It's July 4th, 2016. We're at the World Open Chess Tournament. It's coming to an end. I think there are a couple of games that are still going on. I'm not sure of the winners as of yet, but I know there are some people who are in line collecting winnings. I have with me FIDE Master William Morrison. He actually just earned his third I Am Norm. It has to be confirmed, but we believe that he has gotten his third I Am Norm. Well, congratulations, William. This has been a long time coming.
It has been a long time coming. It feels really good, you know, achieving something that you've been after for quite some time. So I'm very happy, a little tired, you know, lots of chess. And I'm just elated, you know, to have achieved one of my dreams.
Did you do any special preparation for the tournament?
Yeah, you know, you work on your openings. I worked on my openings. I worked on some end games. I tried.
End games?
Yeah.
To tell us about that.
Yeah, the end game, rook and pawn. Those are like 80% of all end games. So I made sure I could do the hardest rook and pawn, you know. And to my satisfaction, you know, after I had gone over maybe about 30 to 50 of them, I felt pretty good, you know, with the with those end games. That's what I would recommend, rook and pawn.
Definitely. Now, I know you showed me a couple of your games. You now have some special preparation. Now, I don't want you to give the audience your away, but you're now playing this C3 against the Sicilian, and you got some pretty good results this tournament. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. I had some special preparation. A friend of mine in Baltimore, Richard Thomas, he calls these preparations. We work together. He calls them SOS. and in fact, I saw it titled that in a book, SOS. So these are SOS openings, away from the norm, and very few people are prepared to meet the SOS.
Now, you had one game that you showed me, and it had a pawn sacrifice and in the opening, and then there was a piece sacrifice.
Yes.
And tell us about that game, and who was it against?
Well, it was against a GM. I can't recall his name at this moment. From India, I believe. Young guy.
Ashwin.
Ashwin, yes.
Yeah, Jayaram.
Yeah, Jayaram. He's a young guy, right? And I prepared an innovation. You know, I got it from the Kasparov game. I don't want to tell you who he played because people would know my preparation. But it worked like a charm. And he went into he did everything that he was supposed to do as far as my preparation. And I ended up with a winning position. I made a bad mistake at the end. I'm tired after 10 hours of chess. I would see that in any restful state, but I blundered after about 10 hours of playing chess, and it was a draw. I didn't lose the game. It was a draw, but it was a relatively easy win.
Yeah, you certainly, I remember that position, and I think Ashwin conceded that, yeah, he was in a lost position. But then in the last round, you had an opportunity to use some ideas again out of this line against Arena Crush. Tell us about that game. How did that go?
Well, it started out, you know, I was in a relatively peaceful mood. You know, I was open for a draw suggestion if she wanted one. I respect her. She's a six-time women's champion, I believe. But she had no inclination to take a draw, so I knew it was going to be a big fight. And my innovation worked well there. You know, C3 line worked well. I got positions I like. Transposed to somewhat of a French structure. She made a horrendous blunder by accepting a knight sacrifice. And the game ended quickly on that note.
Mm. Yeah. So was that, and that was the last game that was, clinched the norm.
That was the last game. It was very exciting for me because when I came back to the board, I noticed that she had indeed taken a knight. Because as I walked around, I said, I know she can't take the knight. So I started thinking of other things that she could do. But she took the knight. And every variation I checked led to a loss. Every last one. And it was confirmed. When she played, she resigned within 5 moves.
So this, are playing or trying to establish a more regular regimen for tournament play.
That's right.
What's your schedule coming up? Do you have plans?
Potomac Open at the end of July. Then there is a Washington International in Washington, D.C. That's on the 13th of August. And then the Atlantic Open. So those are the next three tournaments.
Well, I'm sure the Black Bear School of Chess is very proud of you. And Maurice, once he hears the news that you have gotten a third norm, he'll be sending his congratulations. And the Chess Drum audience also likes to extend congratulations to you. And we hope that you can go for that GM title.
I am. I promised you, Daim, that I was going to get the IM title, and now
yes.
I'm going to get the GM title.
Okay, well, let's do it.
And we're going to do it. And I hope to have another interview like this, probably within 2 years.
Okay. All right. So we're going to sign off here. And again, this is FIDE Master, well, soon to be International Master, William the Exterminator. I got to throw your nickname in there for the Black Bear School of Chess. Again, you've been a role model for us for a long time, and we look forward to bigger and better things from you.
Thanks so much for the interview. Appreciate it.
All right, this is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.